On Radio Margaritaville, Jimmy Buffett from a Virginia show on a slow boat to China. I'm J.D. Spradlin from my Parrot Perch studio, and I'm on the line with a gentleman who's been on a slow tour around the United States, Key West resident Scott Kirby. Scott, how you doing?
I'm great, J.D. How are you?
I am doing wonderfully. It's actually my Friday, so I'm excited about that. And you've just been on your It's Too Hot in Key West, Let's Get Out of Town tour. Tell me about it.
29,000 road miles, 38 states, circumvented the entire country clockwise. Up here, headed to Martha's Vineyard for a couple days off, and then back on the road this weekend.
Holy cow, I think I saw on your webpage where you started this off in your old backyard, up in Boston.
Up in Boston, right, on May 4th, and then finished Labor Day weekend, had a few weeks off here, and back at it next Friday at the Lodge in Belmont, New Hampshire, and then down to the Rams Head on the 28th.
Ooh, the legendary Rams Head right there in Annapolis.
Yes, can't wait.
That's going to be awesome. Also, looking at your schedule, it looks like you won't get back down in Key West until, what, October 10th?
Yeah, we do a tour down the coast to the Carolinas, some Florida dates, New Jersey, and some other spots, and then at the Smoking Tuna on the 10th through the 16th of October, then back again for the big Meeting of the Minds week, 1st of November.
Now, I keep hearing about the Smoking Tuna. I know it's a new venue. Tell me all about it.
It's a 250-seat, awesome music venue, restaurant, bar, right in the heart of Key West, right off Duval Street in the 200 block. And my partner, Charlie Barra, founded the Hog's Breath down there 22 years ago. And he and I and a couple other guys put this together, and we've been open about 2 months and got a brand new menu taking effect in about 3 weeks. And we're really excited about the winter ahead. It's got a great stage, and it's going to be a great place for music. So
I'm just excited. There's a place now in Key West dedicated just to great music and great food. Music is like, it's going to be a big stage for all of our friends.
Yes, we got a bunch. We've got John Frenzy coming in, Sonny Jim, Peter Mayer's doing two huge shows there, November 1 and 2, and tickets are still available for the November 1st show. And it's a great, great venue. And Charlie Barra, my partner, owns the Key West Songwriters Festival and is very, very dedicated to original music. So we're all excited about it.
You know who's on stage this weekend?
Tom Shepard, a great, great songwriter from Tennessee. He wrote Redneck Riviera, had a big hit with that a couple years ago, and he's down there right now.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, Scott, I know you're visiting your mom right now.
I am, actually.
That's very sweet. You're such a sweet boy.
I just brought her a lobster roll in hope of getting some good karma points.
Nice. Well, why don't you lead us into the next song here on Radio Margaritaville?
Well, this is called Grand Bar Schemes. I did not write this about opening a bar with five or six friends, but it could be relevant, so appreciate you playing it.
Grand Bar Schemes. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.